The characters of Oscar and Felix are not quite 50 years old, but ever since 1965, when Neil Simon premiered his sensationally popular comedy, The Odd Couple, those names have become legendary, recognized world-round as the ultimate archetypes of mismatched roommate mojo, enduring icons of sadly contrary cohabitation, fire and ice, oil and water, Oscar and Felix. Oscar and Felix are back again, courtesy of The Raven Players, which just opened a three-weekend run of Neil Simon's classic bad buddy farce. Oscar, of course, is the lovable slob, a divorced sports writer with a knack for making bad bets. Felix is the neat freak, a hypochondriac with bad sinuses and a talent for making others uncomfortable with his obsessive aversion to mess. Thrown together as roommates after Felix is thrown out by his wife, Oscar and Felix, formerly the best of friends, quickly begin to get on each other's nerves, and the resulting pyrotechnics threaten to tear their friendship apart. Originally performed on Broadway by Walter Matthau and Art Carney, Simon's Tony-winning play was adapted to the screen in 1968, with Matthau appearing opposite Jack Lemmon. Next came the long-running television series starring Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, who passed away just this last December. In the 90s, a revamped version called The New Odd Couple ran briefly on television, and in 1985, Simon rewrote the play as a vehicle for two female actresses. There was even a strange 1975 animated Saturday morning TV show called The Oddball Couple, in which Oscar and Felix were transformed into a dog and a cat, named Fleabag and Spiffy. I remember it fondly. Still, it is good now and then to return to the original source material of those icons we love, which is why Oscar and Felix keep coming back. Though conspicuously dated with pop cultural references that lack the sizzle it once carried, there is much that is genuinely funny about these characters even today. Now, under the direction of John Green, the Raven Players have given Oscar and Felix, the Odd Couple, a jaunty, enjoyable revival at the Raven Performing Arts Theater in Healdsburg. Oscar is played with a gruff and natural charm by Tim Shippey, and Felix, in a somewhat uneven performance, is played by Stephen Cannon, who adopts a kind of dreamy, distanced, passive-aggressiveness in place of the usual high-strung single-mindedness that defines Felix in most versions. The supporting cast is strong, with Jeremy Boucher leading a pack of local character actors as Oscar's weekly poker buddies, and Karen Wallace and Tori Rotlesberger deliver delightfully flirty performances as Cecily and Gwendolyn Pigeon, two buxom British sisters whose hilarious double date with Oscar and Felix leads to irreparable complications. Director Green keeps the story clipping along steadily, though he misses a few big opportunities to deliver the kind of madcap sitcom energy playwright Simon has built into the script. On the whole, this Odd Couple delivers the goods, though. It's a gently funny jab at people who carry their mistakes from relationship to relationship. It's a look at the ups and downs and ultimate limits of real friendship. The Odd Couple runs Friday through Sunday through February 10th at the Raven Performing Arts Theater. That's ravenplayers.org. I'm David Templeton, second row center for KRCB.